Welcome to the Tune In Game In Podcast. Game In Podcast. Tuning in to the gaming world of retro and modern. Retro and modern.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Tune In Podcast. This is episode 68. I'm one of your hosts, Nick Retro Nick, and joining me tonight is Warren.
Hello, hello, and hello.
And unfortunately, no sign of Gaz this week. I mean, nothing we can help, of course, but he won't be joining us this week. But hopefully next week he'll be joining us, because we are hoping to do a third trivia quiz, because we haven't done one in a little while. So it'd be fun to do one of those again.
I win. Automatic. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, well, hopefully next time we want to be your chance to get some revenge on Gaz.
Oh yeah, I'm ready. Yeah. I hope you just don't have too many hard questions this time.
Yeah.
So even Gaz, it was kind of hard last time.
Yeah, well, I've still got some tough questions there, so make it tough all round. So, but there might be some questions you'll be good at, some you'll Gaz will be good at, and if we get some other people on, maybe. I mean, that might make it a bit more interesting, but we'll see how it pans out anyway. So as soon as that comes out, hopefully everyone at home will enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to start off with, it's a pretty sad topic, which we won't go on to it too long, but just something we have to mention, because obviously it's a big part of the game community, and that was Jew Warrior, aka Justin.
Yeah,
many may know from Blistered Thumbs, that guy with the glasses, and most recently RetroWare TV.
Right. Yeah. I see. Yeah. I didn't. You know, I have a lot of friends on my list because of the gaming things. Because everybody like sends me a friend request. You know, who is this person? But I didn't. You know, I didn't know of him until yesterday. You know, myself. I mean, I've seen. You know, I know the hat, and people used to call me Wario because of my name. Oh, Warren. Now Mario is you. I'm like, no. But no, at first I thought it was like a really, really bad joke. I'm like, you know, who is this person that they're talking about? So, of course, you know, I went and I guess I'm not to know. And from what I saw, I got to see just one video of him. I mean, I watched a few other ones, but he did one with The Labyrinth. And all my friends, they know I'm a big, huge fan of that movie. I love that movie. It's not your normal kiddie movie, you know, and, you know, he just made me laugh so hard, because no one, you know, I mean, unless you really understand the movie, which he really understood, so therefore I connect, just because he also plays games, he reviewed the game, which I didn't even really care for the game too much, but the sketch he did for that is like, I can tell he was a great guy, and he was somebody I wish I could have met. You know, and the people at RetroWare, they are missing a part of their crew. You know, I don't want to get into the details of, you know, what exactly happened, but I do want, you know, I just hope he's resting in peace, you know, because, you know, he was, you know, everyone loved him, you know. I just wish I had met him, you know, talked with him before this happened, because, yeah. You know, he seemed like a great guy.
Yeah, for anyone who met him, sure, it would have been a great honour to met him in person, because everyone who's mentioned him on Facebook, Twitter, and other sites have always said how a great guy, how much of a great guy he is, and always relatable and kind-hearted.
Yeah, he is very kind.
Yeah, and just the way he died as well, at the age of 42, which, to be fair, isn't really that old when you think about it.
Oh, no, that's only 2 years older than me, so, you know, and I just couldn't believe he was actually, I mean, I'm going to say that young, because me, old is when you hit, like, around 55 and 60, you know, now, these days, back in the, you know, maybe in the 50s, you know, old, 40 is old, because you're not going to live past 60, and, you know, now we have people living past 100, you know.
Yeah, so, but, just one of them, but, I mean, as to the reasons why he did it, or what exactly happened. I mean, we can only speculate or wonder, but
yeah,
it didn't.
I'm not going to speculate, because I watched another one of his videos, and I don't know, I can tell he was fighting a lot of demons. I'm not going to speculate or go into any details of that, but he was a nice person, and I'll say that. He was a nice person. He was very nice and understanding, you know, and he gave, I can tell he gave his all to help people. you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what to be fair, I haven't been like watching all his videos. I mean, I do like the videos he has been in and done. For example, he did three of the anniversary films for That Guy with the Glasses.com, where he played his character Drew Warrior in them, and he really just come across in the film as genuine and just a funny guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very funny. I laughed. I mean, I enjoyed that video. I mean, I had to bookmark it because, you know, he did a great job. He did a great job because he knew his material. You know, he knew the material of the movie. And I'm like, you can tell you watched the movie more than once, more than five times. You know, because at first I was like, kind of looking, I'm like, okay, what is this guy doing with that wig and the ball? And once he did say the song, the little song he said, I was like, oh my gosh. You know, even though things said Labyrinth, I really didn't read it. I didn't pay attention to the title. I just was looking at, you know, to find out who he was. And, you know, it's like, wow, you know. Awesome. That's all I could say. He was awesome. And I'm sorry I'm late to the party, you know.
Yeah, it's a shame we never really got a chance to know him that well or ever got a chance to meet him. Because I'm sure if we met him, we would have. Found out how much of a great guy he really was. So, I mean, all we can do is really just pay tribute to him and just, as you said, Warren, just hope he's rest in peace.
Yeah.
But I think it's worth mentioning quickly that for all his followers and co-workers and friends of his, throughout Twitter, Facebook, and other sites have been really. Into how much of a great guy he was, and just the shock of it, and just like the reaction of the whole gaming community as a whole about it, just to show how strong of it and how surprisingly strong it really is when you come to it. I mean, you think like a bunch of YouTubers or internet personalities come together. I mean, wouldn't think it, but just the fact that all these people across the world. Who have the same interest or feel this way about someone they may or may not have known, or just liked his videos, made just saw a few, thought he was all right. And I mean, regardless of whether you're a big fan of him or not, I mean, it's still a tragic loss, whichever way you spin it.
Yeah, it is. It's real sad.
Yeah. But it's great to see how the community reacts to such a thing and how they'll come together at such a sad time. So it does really show you there are some really genuinely good people out there in the community.
Yeah, he was one of them.
Yeah, and I think I saw his last video as well, where I think what the tagline was, "You are not stupid." So basically,
yeah.
Basically saying, don't let anyone put you down, don't put yourself down, and just, you can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I saw that, yep.
Yeah, so whether he was thinking about what he was going to do then or not, no way of knowing, but it's so hard to get around. I mean you never really think about celebrities or people online or anyone just dying or going on, you know. Yeah, but and it's just one of those occasions makes you or reminds you are alive. And
yeah, it's a sad reminder, you know. Yes, you are alive, you know. And you know me, I don't know why. I mean, I guess I do know why. Some things, when you have demons, you know, you really, you know, I don't know. You have to kind of talk to people. I mean, nice, you know, be, you know, even though you're a nice person, you know, talk to people, because, you know, sometimes you can't handle it by yourself. You know, I mean, that's one thing I've learned, you know, growing through life, because, of course, I've been called stupid a lot of times, and I don't get the last laugh, because what I've been called stupid for 3, 4, 5 years down the road, someone takes my same thoughts, and next thing you know, they're millionaires overnight. But I was called stupid about that, you know, 3 years ago. You called me stupid. Yeah, so it's kind of, I know I'm not stupid. You know, I know I'm not stupid. I mean, it sounds stupid to you because you don't understand. But, you know, you want to, you know, I mean, with the game community, you know, that's how he related. And, you know, he loved games and he loved horn candy. which I didn't know he did that, you know, so I'm going to go back and watch most of his candy videos, because I love watching and seeing new candy, especially candy I can't get here, because like my other friend, he's in Switzerland. I just sent him some Dove chocolate and some Werther's, because at my work, at my previous job, people never heard of Werther's candy before, and they're like, what is a Werther's? I'm like, you never heard of Werther's? No, what is it? Like, oh my gosh, you got to be kidding me. You know, it's like the oldest candy, I think even before peppermint, that you can eat, and it's really good. And when they eat it, it's like, it's really fun to see. You know, a lot of people don't understand the power of things that people like, and it can be anything from art, food, candy, games, whatever. Find something that you can relate to someone with and be a friend and stop being a hater, you know? And, I mean, I guess, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit like a recent comment on YouTube, commenting on my video because I've been unboxing my original Xbox and just saying a stupid comment that I can't afford consoles or something, or that I can't afford
Xbox One
and PS4. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking, well, you really must despise your life, or really don't have a lot of life to be wasting your time sending stupid messages like that. I've yet to respond, but I don't know how best to respond, or should I just ignore it? I don't know.
Yeah, I say ignore it. I mean, honestly, really, if it bothers you, just delete it. Yeah. Don't even respond. I mean, that's my new thing, because, like, when I first started on YouTube, I started back in May of 2006, and I already told my story a billion times, but I just, you know, hey, I was looking for some video, and someone said, go to YouTube, they have a lot of skater videos, and that's all what was there when I first came, there, skater videos. And so, being from the 80s and the 90s, when I got my VCR, I used to record all my video games. You know, I just did it because I don't know how to say it. I wasn't really training myself, but in a way I was training. You know how when you're playing a game, you're always looking at the character, you're never really looking at the background. And if you watch your nephew or one of your friends play, you'll see like, oh, look, there's a power-up. And now you know it's there because you looked there while they were playing. Well, I decided to upload Final Fight. And, you know, I uploaded it for me. And I didn't know other people could see my stuff, being an idiot back then, like I was. I didn't know that, and I noticed that my views were like going from 5,000, 7,000, 15,000, and someone said, Warren, wow, you're getting a lot of hits. I was like, yeah, I know. I don't know why people look at my videos, you know, because they weren't nothing spectacular. Just me playing through Final Fight. And so I eventually just casually put, hey, if you like what you see, subscribe. You know, and I think this is before we had the like button too. Then some random person just came in and said, you are so pathetic, begging for subscriptions. And I don't know why, but it really struck a chord in me that was so negative. I stopped uploading videos. This is before you can make videos private. I was hurt for no reason, and it hurt real bad. And that's why my channel is all kind of random. And I just do random whatever, you know, this isn't for you. If you like it, come. If you don't, leave. And that's easy. I don't need your comments. And I've gotten a lot of mean comments, and I've got a lot of really bad comments. But I've learned to know what, if it's so bad, I noticed that I can start flame wars if I respond to it in the way I, you know, retaliation. But I've learned, you know what, just delete their comments. Just delete it. Every time they come back, just delete it. And that way you don't have to do that. But, like you said, when you said you unboxed your original Xbox, got all those comments about not being able to afford or whatever. I made a video called X-Men Origins. I think it said Wolverine Weapon X. I'm sorry, I said Weapon X. And if anybody's played Soul Calibur, you know who Valdo is. Well, these people who were watching my video, they had no idea who Valdo was. They kept calling him basically bad words, you know, slang for homosexuals and something about a woman or something like that. It was really weird. I'm like, wait, this is Valdo. Do you not know Valdo? And most of them didn't know that. So after that video got like 20-something thousand hits, I said, you know what, forget this. So I put a thing up on it where you had to read it, where it says, if any of you think you can make a better version of Weapon X than I can, please go ahead, make it, submit it, and you have until the end of, I think that was 2011. And if yours is better, you have about 5,000 hits within 2 months, I'll give you, you know, PSN points or Microsoft points. No one took that challenge, but all those bad comments stopped coming after that. Yeah, so I noticed that. It's like everybody wants to complain about something, but it's something that's not that important. And, you know, they're being so hateful. I wasn't hurt by any of it, really, to tell you the truth. I wasn't hurt. But it just upset me that they didn't know who Valdo was. And one guy, I had like two or three people pop up. I was like, you all know that's Valdo, right? And people just did not understand what they were saying. So I was happy that there was at least three people out of I don't know how many comments that actually knew who Valdo was. But, you know, YouTube can be a good tool, as you know, but it also can be bad for people who don't have that extra thick skin, you know.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, it's pass the comments off. I mean, if it's just stupid comments, for the most part, it's laugh. Or if I do reply, I'll even make sarcastic comments about what they're saying, so just make them look more stupid. Just to make it go back against them, or just ignore it or delete it.
Yeah, my thing is, if it's not too bad, I'll let it stay. And someone else actually, sometimes other people will answer that question, you know. So, because like my friend Alpha Megason, everybody likes to pick at him saying that he uses a green screen and his room is fake. His room is not fake. And even if it was, who are you to say it is? But lately he got attacked. Well, there's a trend going on right now. It's finna get really bad. It's about to get really bad. Where if you're kind of, you know, if you have a lot of followers and viewers, people are going to start making videos about you just to get people mad at them so they can get more viewers. And there was no reason. This guy was picking out his shirt saying that he supported some terrorist guy. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And then the video he made of him, he went from saying how he supports the guy, and then he went into talking about the Illuminati. It made no sense at all. It made no sense. And so me and Muzz basically said a few words, and it kind of put the fire out just a little bit. Even though the guy went off on Muzz, but he didn't go off on me because I don't play that mess, you know. So, you know, but... You know, and I had a kid actually quote-unquote try to attack me, but I only have 200 viewers. Yeah, I have a lot of views on my videos, but I'm not somebody for you to attack. You're not really going to get too far with me. I'll waste your time. So, but back to Jew Wario, you know, I do hope he's, you know, resting in peace, and, you know, I hope his wife, you know, I hope she's... you know, comforted by the families and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's the main thing we've got to, everyone should concentrate on is friends and family of G-Warrior, and just stay strong for them. And just a quick mention as well that I think there's a fundraiser online as well to raise money for G-Warrior's funeral, I think. I'm not exactly.
Find it and put it on the Facebook, that way I can share it.
Yeah, I'll have to have a look for it now. I remember there was a site or two, a sort of, let's see, just typing in into... I'm still here.
Well, you can find it and link it, because we can't speak it out loud right here. It's going to be on the website, so.
Yeah, we'll post it on the Facebook group, but, yeah. We'll just see. Here we go. Yeah, I've got the site now, so I'll, I think it's for his family.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, just link it, that way I can have it.
Okay, I think it's for a friend of Justin's. I think I'm not too sure. I'm just gonna check the site now. I think it's the same one, but I'll just have
to
double check. But as the goal was to raise $850, and it's raised over $3,889. So
that's good. So.
Yeah, and it's like you can donate as little or as much as you want. So again, I'll post that into the Facebook group now.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think there might be another site, but I'm not too sure about that. So I'll have to. So I think final words on this. If you like, someone is into. Import games and into anime and different aspects of video game culture, then definitely check out his channel, or check out any of the videos he's in, or is makes a cameo in.
There's
tons of video out there, so there's plenty of view while you're still on the internet, so it's not going to go away in that aspect. And even if you're not too sure, I mean, check out his videos, you might find out what such a likable guy is, so I'd definitely say check out his videos and again, condolences to his friends and family and everyone who knew him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so final words, rest in peace, Stu Warrior.
Do so.
Yep, so we'll try and talk about something a bit more positive-ish now, so we'll try and get off that topic, but yeah, so in other news recently, last week, you might have heard that Microsoft is paying for YouTubers or certain sites with money to do good reviews on the Xbox One and the games.
They didn't contact me. They should have contacted me. If they want positive, I mean, I don't care for any of this. I'm going to be right up front. I don't care for any of the new consoles. I don't want to sound biased because I'm not biased. I'm a gamer, and gaming is first. And I'll just say this because I want to write them a letter anyway. I'm probably going to go ahead and write them a letter anyway to let them know how I feel about what they tried to do and what they should have done in my point of view. What they tried to do when they first released the Xbox One, the first reveal, I felt like they stabbed me down. They just looked at me and say, "Warren, guess what? We're gonna destroy you." Just stab me right in my heart, right? The DRM was just awful on it. I'm like, this is gonna destroy the future of all video games, indie games, everything gaming if people follow this trend. Okay, all right. So they came back and did the renege and just took everything that they said back, basically. I know, see, if Gaz was here, he can relate to this, most likely when his kids were between the ages of age maybe 1 to about 4, and you give them a piece of candy and then try to take it from them, they're not going to give it back. Once you give it to them, it's theirs. They're not going to give it back. Now, if you give them another piece of candy that's not candy and they realize that, they're not going to trust you with candy anymore. And that's kind of what I felt like when they did that. It's like, if I can't trust you that one time, why should I trust you anymore? I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, people are loving their consoles. They are. But with me knowing that they have a Switch that 3 years from now, I bought like I am now on my Xbox 360, where I got well over $2,700 worth of DLC games. These are full, XBLA games. These aren't add-ons, just a Mass Effect or to Crackdown or to, whatever, where I can't play the game without a disc. These are full, well, if they decide to lock in that DRM and just... I can't go to my friend's house and play my games the way they had it set up. They can just turn that Switch on and just knock all that stuff out. That does not dwell and go over well with me. You know, that's not going to affect everyone, but a person like me, my friends live really far away. So when I go to play games, and this has happened once on Xbox 360, but with what they did with the paying part, they shouldn't have done that. They really shouldn't have done that. They should have. Okay. Microsoft. I'm gonna talk to Microsoft now. Microsoft, if you really want to bring the Xbox One into a positive light for you to get 3 million more people to buy your unit, you need to put together a brigade and go on tour, a real tour. Go rent some semis. Convert those semis into portable gameplay areas. Don't get game bays. Get real geek girls. Get them to dress pretty and cosplay for each of your games and say, "Hi, this is," and then present the game and maybe have a few dancers dress up and do it. If you're going to make a person like me happy and pay attention, go get that lady who does the jazzercise. Yes, I said her. Why? Because she looks more and acts more like Ooh La La than any cosplayer could ever do naturally. I would love it if you were to go work with Sega and make a whole new Space Channel 5 game for the Xbox One. Does that mean I'm going to buy it? If you promote it correctly, yes. Not trying to compete against Sony. If you do your own thing, people will buy. That thing you did the first time around, people aren't going to forget it. That's why the word X-Bone is around. You need to just ignore the X-Bone part and show us that you love us. If you really wanted me to buy an Xbox One today, which I can't really even afford, but I dumped most of my stuff to go get one, you go, hey, Warren, guess what? Or, hey, loyal Xbox 360 fans, guess what we're doing on Xbox One today? We're allowing you to bring all of your XBLA games over, and you can play them. They may not have their online features, but you can play them. That's better than nothing. That's what I would like for Xbox to do, instead of paying people on YouTube to tell me that their stuff is great, because that's a waste of their time, a waste of their money. And when you have people like me, how I feel, telling people don't buy, I'm not saying I'm influencing anyone, because I'm not telling nobody not to buy it. I'm telling people why I'm not buying it. That's why a lot of my friends that are here locally, a few of them have it, and a few of them don't. You can let my friends list and tell who has it and who does not have it. I have my gamer friends who, they don't care. Hey, if it breaks, I'll just wait to have enough money to go buy another one. My other friends, they're not like that. If it breaks, they're going to buy another one the next day, if not next week, on next week's paycheck. But every gamer is different, but the majority of us are the same. So paying for these stupid good reviews, that's a waste of money and a waste of effort. Just stop. If you want to also help your image, make better commercials. Look at commercials of the 80s and 90s. Do those kind of commercials. Stop letting your advertising team run these ads into the ground that mean nothing. Black Ops sells itself. They only need one commercial. They don't need 15 commercials. They only need one. Hey, the game comes out on this date. That's all most gamers need. Most gamers who play that game, that's all they need. But a person playing, a new Tetris, a new Space Channel 5, a new Crazy Taxi, a new Alter Beast, yeah, they're going to need two commercials. And there's also this thing called the interwebs, or we call it internet. YouTube. Put up some commercials on there. Stop putting on airtime and wasting all that money. That's what you need to do. Paying people to say nice things. And now we know. I mean, even that didn't really matter, because most of us who could see and hear know better. So, but that's my message to Microsoft. If you hear it, please try to adhere it to your next game plan. Because I don't even know what to say. It hurts me to say it like that, but
yeah, it's just like it doesn't seem that logical. I mean, I can see why they're doing it, but then obviously they're being caught out, basically bribing people to say good things about the console and the games. I mean, if the game's good or if the console's good, I mean, people are going to get it. Obviously.
Exactly.
Why try and fabricate something just to get more sales? I mean, if you want to get more sales, I mean, advertise all features or coming features, or as you say, one, use the money for better use. Like maybe advertise, if you buy an Xbox One and have an Xbox 360, you can transfer all your Xbox Live Arcade games straight over without having to pay for it again. I mean, that's a cool feature to have. I mean, save a lot of money and get people interested in buying the Xbox One, so they'll be interested in carrying over the games, so they don't have to worry about repurchasing them.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not even about repurchasing, because most of these games aren't even available yet. If they are going to be. I mean, you would have thought they would have had XBLA up and running, since there's no next-gen game. I mean, I don't mean to put these games down, and this is why I wish Gaz was here, so he can... I mean, he knows I'm not bashing the Xbox One. He knows I'm not bashing. I'm just saying my piece. I'm sorry, I love Ridge Racer. I saw Ridge Racer 6, the 6 on the Xbox. Great game. Xbox, on PS3, Ridge Racer 7, oh my gosh, the graphics on that game is awesome. So when I look at this and the new racing games on this consoles, yeah, they look great, but I'm already doing that on my previous console. You're not comparing Pole Position to RC Pro-Am. You're not doing that. You're comparing Ruffles to... I guess Lays. Can I say that? You know, there's not that much of a difference. I mean, yeah, Ruffles does have those ridges, and Lays has about the same amount of salt, but at the end of the crunch, they're both the same. Now, if we're talking about Pringles and Lays, yes, there's a big difference. But there's not, well, the Wii would be Pringles for me. But no, they that money, what you just said in advertising, I really think they should add it to give our developers their deserved raises. That's what I look at as that. That money they waste on advertising should be going to the developers saying, hey, you guys bumped those graphics up. Here you go. I mean, I don't want to make this turn into a giant war, but I would love to have a war show for developers, not just for the games. I want to praise the person that did the graphics and the musician that put together those soundtracks, like in Super Castlevania 4. I'm sorry, I can't call the composer's name, but she did a great job. She did a great job. And even the people who did the music in Sonic, that music is going to live forever. Forever. You know, you hear Green Hill Zone? You know what game that is. You don't need to... Is that from Mario? No, Sonic. But with them doing the pay thing, I understand why they did it. But that's like me and you going to, going to King Koopa's restaurant. And they have a soup there. And Gaz went there before us and said, hey, don't eat their turtle dip soup. And like, why? He goes, it's nasty. All right. We go there and they tell us it's great. And you want to get it and I want to get it. But you know, our friend Gaz, who knows us, said, don't get it. And, you know, and we get it anyway. And then another friend pops up and said, hey, didn't Gaz tell y'all not to get that? Y'all know that's made out of turtle poo, right? So, you know, but yet this company is still promoting this turtle dip stew as the greatest thing they've ever had. But, you know, once the secret is out, there's no, don't try to cover it with more ads. Once that secret, nobody's going to want it, you know. Nobody's going to want that. I mean, you know, they just, I just look at it as a huge waste. Look at the Kinect. How much money they spend on the Kinect? $200 million on advertising? Where's Kinect now? Don't get me wrong. The Kinect is a great device. And that's why I tell people, I'm not bashing the Kinect. I was saddened when the Kinect, when Project Natal was, you know, renamed Kinect. But they were totally two different devices. Natal had interactivity where me and you and your kids, or Gaz and his kids, or in front of the TV making paint and, you know, making all this funky art that, you know, looks weird, but you're making it yourself. And that's what I loved about it. I love how they have, we can take a picture of a, you hold up a picture of a pattern and take a picture and add it to your car or to your skateboard or to your clothing and stuff. All that stuff blew my mind. Then the Kinect came out. What happened?
It's overhyping, because that's another thing with paying someone to give a positive review, is that if it overhype it, like saying, oh, it was, if they're originally going to say it was good, and then getting some money from Microsoft saying, here, say it's great, and then you say it's great, then you're overhyping something that's just good or okay.
I couldn't put my name on that. Anybody who does that, I will never trust them ever again. I worked in a video store at one time for quite some time, and as I grabbed people's respects, I would always tell them the truth about movies. I would never say, hey, this movie is great. I would never say it unless I believed it myself. If I didn't see it, I would say, hey, I didn't see this movie, but this is what I heard. I even had this girl who was like 8 years old who watched like some really nasty bloody scary movie, and she said, yeah, I saw that movie. It was pretty good. In animation, costumes, and stuff like that, and she was very intelligent. And I'm like, how'd you watch that? I said, oh, she's mature enough to watch that kind of stuff. And I'm like, really? You know, and she was. But, you know, people will listen to me and I'll say, yeah, this movie is good, but it doesn't get good until like 30 minutes into it. So you might want to just fast forward. The beginning of it is blah, 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 blah. Just fast forward to the 30 minutes. It's like, wow, that guy's good. He tells you when the movie gets good and stuff like, yeah. And that's how I built my respect, my repertoire with my customers. They would know, and I would have to know all kind of movies, from family movies all up to the rated R movies to the almost rated X movies we had called Femalian, that most guys like to watch when the wife wasn't home. You know, it wasn't a porn movie or anything, but it's very close to it. But for me to be paid to tell you something is good, I could never do that. I could never, unless I was going to another planet. That's the only, I mean, I really, honestly, I was still, it depends on how I felt at that moment, because I've said it to a point, I don't care. I can't tell you a lie to get you to buy something. I can't do that. Because why? Because the way I sell to you, like right now, say if I was trying to sell you an iPad, since you don't have one, I would do all my power to tell you why you need it, what you can use it for, and stuff like that. If you don't buy it today, what's going to happen is what normally happens with everyone before you. You may not buy it, But you might have a sister that's in the market for something like this, and she said, hey, go see Warren down at the store. And they'll come and see me, and they say, you know, they bought one. They'll come ask me a few questions on how to use it and stuff like that. That's how I like to synergize with selling stuff and games, and that's what I do. I'll find out something that you like that's related to the one that you're looking at, and then that's how you find your happiness. If I'm sitting there telling you, hey, Battlefield Earth was a great movie, to some people it was a good movie. But to the majority of people, did not like that movie, you know. But I'm getting paid to tell you it's a great movie. What does that make you think of me? Oh, well, Warren's getting paid to say that, so, you know, you can't really trust him on any movies. You know, don't ask him.
Yeah, I mean, you know? I mean, if it, say for example, it did work, Microsoft got everyone to all the reviews to give positive reviews on all the games and all the consoles. Uh-huh. So, yeah. When it comes to next generation or years down the line, when actual good stuff comes out, what would people think then? Or, well, can we trust them? Because they said My Little Pony Dream World was a fantastic game, and it was barely playable.
Oh, no, trust me. When the controls aren't good, what you just said, that's exactly what happened to Too Human. Metacritic, I think I already talked about this. Metacritic, me and my cousin played the game, blah, 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 fast forward. I love the demo. He loved the demo. The game came out. Metacritic gave the game, I think, like a 7 or 8 or something like that. I don't use Metacritic as my score for playing games. I play what I want to play when I want to play it. If you say, hey, Warren, that Ridge Racer X7 crash window, that game is junk. I'm going to ask you, why is it junk? Oh, it's just junk. Tell me, why is it junk? If you can't give me two valid reasons why I shouldn't play it, even if you do, I'm still going to go probably rent it or borrow it from a friend that bought it. And if he doesn't like it, I'm going to buy it from him if I like it. But when Too Human got released, my cousin called me and was whispering and saying, man, did you see the score for that game? I'm like, what game? Too Human? I said, yeah, I'm picking my game up when I leave work today. I brought it home, and I fell in love with it. And actually, we got an argument over it, saying I'm playing a mediocre game that I'm enjoying. Just because nobody else is enjoying it doesn't mean I can't enjoy it, you know. And what Microsoft doesn't understand is that all the people they paid, if they get found out, people, if they don't really give good reviews after this, people will not listen at them anymore. They're like, defunct him. He's defunct. He's not worth it, or she's not worth it. And they might have a backlash, too, on that. But I don't think it's going to get that bad, you know. But yeah, it's just...
Mm-hmm. It's all about trust. I mean, if you're honest to begin with, there won't be problems. And if you said, yep, say the game's good, mm-hmm, it might be. I mean, for some people, it might not be good. Others, it might be a good experience, but it's worth maybe trying or renting.
Yeah, mm-hmm, the majority of it.
If you're more honest, then customers will be more willing to actually go into it and try it. Where, I mean, if for example, that if they had, say they had a DVD shop or something,
uh-huh,
where they had the latest blockbuster section, or yeah, had a classic section, so you got One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, films, mm-hmm, films like that. You had a selection there, so like Hollywood classics, and maybe have over the top action movie section, and maybe like So Bad It's Good section, and or So Bad It's Bad section. So people who want to see like the worst of the worst could actually go and see and think, well, how is it so bad?
And then I had a section like that in my store, so I made it, and they're like, what were you doing? I started making a terrible section, because some people like terrible movies, like, that doesn't sound right, and those movies would run out, and they'd think I was joking. I'm not joking. People asked for it, so I made it, even though it wasn't my right to do so, but they took it apart. Like, who took it apart? Like, they said we can't have it, so. it's just that, you know, I mean, really, they should be relating these games to current games. That's what they need to be doing if they want to get more sales. But I don't think it's going to help, you know, because it's like me recommending the game to you. I'll say, hey, Nick, do you like puzzle games? And you say, no. I say, well, didn't you play Tetris? Yeah, I didn't like it. Okay, then what kind of games do you like? Well, I like adventure games where you get to put the armor and upgrade weapons. Oh, did you ever play this game called Final Fantasy? Yes, Warren, I played that before. Like, well, have you played Dragon Warrior? What is that? Like, it's like Zelda with Final Fantasy type mechanics. Then there you go. There's a game you can relate to. Therefore, I found your link. And you're going to check it out. And there you go. But that's the reason why I love EGM. EGM never said a game was terrible. They may pick at the graphics and the sound and sometimes the control, but they would. But by the end of the article, they would always say, this game may not be for everyone, but if you like yada, 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 and yada, 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 this game is perfect for you. And they would do that every time. They never said, like, oh my gosh, the texture's so bad, don't play this game. They've never said that. Never. They will say, yeah, the graphics were kind of muddy, but the game itself is pretty fun. They will say that to get, you know, not even to get sales, just reviewing the game as a real gamer. Now you have all these people out here who want to be game reviewers, and they'll just say the game has terrible graphics, and the sound is awful, and the control is terrible, or whatever it is. And then people listening to this who do not have their own brains will take that for being Bible, you know, fact. Because I've challenged some people who look at this Metacritic thing. I said, hey, how about this? I want you to go and take 5 of the games on Metacritic that got 5 or less. Go replay those games and tell me what you think. And one of the guys came back. The rest of them never came back because actually that project I forgot about it. But the guy came back and said, you know what? Most of those games I played, they were not that bad. I said, exactly. They were not that bad because guess what? You're not like the person who wrote that article. You are different. I like chocolate. You might not. You might like graham crackers or oatmeal. I like those things too, but I like chocolate overall. but like I said, we're all different. And looking at a score telling me how to play without, because I have to say this, and I'll be honest. When I got my 3DO, I got Way of the Warrior. I will say, I think EGM said a few things about the controls, and Game Fans said a few things, and basically they did give it a negative review, but they said it's still a fun game. But some of the stuff, for some reason, stuck to me, saying all day that day, I could think was, get rid of this game, get rid of this game. This was 2 days after I got it, which I never did. I got rid of the game. Later that evening, my little brother comes home, he wants to play. Let's play World of War. I say, oh, I took it back. He goes, why you took it back? I was like, because they say that game is awful. It's not good for us to be playing it. And the first words out of his mouth, this is my little brother. He was only like maybe like 7 or 8 years old when he said this. He says, since when do you listen to anyone else about what games you can play? Those are the words out of my little brother's mouth. Because I didn't listen to no one. I play what I want to play. And that evening, I went down to Babbage's to go get my game, and they had sold it. I was so mad. They said, if you want to, we can order you another one. Do so. And I paid right there on the spot. I actually gave them a $10 tip for doing it. I said, here's $10 for doing that for me. Thank you. And they called me the next week to come pick it up. So, but that's the one thing I know about gaming. I don't follow blindly, you know. And Microsoft, that's one thing they seem to don't understand. They're in trouble right now. They're in trouble with Xbox One. They're in trouble with Windows 8. They need to get rid of most of their creative department because no one's thinking about the big initiative of being efficient. Everyone wants to be like they're brand new. There's nothing brand new about Windows. Windows has a start button. From start, that's where you go. Nope, you remove the start button, confuse your customers. Now with these reviews, they're going to confuse a lot of people. And now this is where all the other consoles will creep in and take over. You got Ouya and GameStick. They're nobodies right now to a lot of people. Oh, I forgot about Ouya. But wait till you see those games that are on Ouya. Mm-hmm. And they're not super high advanced games, but they are fun. And that's the bottom line. Fun.
Yeah, sorry to go off topic here quickly, but I think The Walking Dead's supposed to be available at some point for the Ouya. That's what I heard anyway, or looked up some time ago, but I think it might be some time yet, but that's a possibility. I think Telltale's working on for the Ouya. I mean, I have to double check to make sure, but that's one thing I saw when it looks at the system releases, and it said Ouya and to be announced for the dates.
Oh yeah, they got a video up on YouTube. It was just uploaded actually August. Yeah, Ouya coming to Ouya, The Walking Dead. That's gonna be nice. I mean, I've already played it, so whew, that's gonna be nice. I don't know, I see I'm getting happy for no reason, and this is the happy what I like when I hear about a game, even though it's a game I've already played twice. So, but it's nice, you know. And see, this is how new technology overcomes current technology, and Ouya is not that powerful. So, I mean, I'm just throwing that at people, letting them know, hey, the system is great. It's great. No, it's not for everybody. No, it's not. But for those who want to dabble into it and get into it and realize it's actually what a lot of retro gamers wanted back in the day. This is what we always wanted, a cartridge-less system. I know it sounds bad to say it like that, but we've always wanted to have where we can just load our games up right there. Not have to pop in a cartridge. Just stop the game, pause it, come back later. Let's go to the next game, please. And that's it. So, yeah, because there's people have started their own little Ouya campaigns. There's the Ouyas, the year of the Ouya. Those guys are kind of funny. I thought they were. But they do a good job. But Microsoft paying off people, that's not good. That's not good. They should know this. They've never bought products in the world where they walk into, because you've been to the electronic store and you talk to the sales guy and he'll tell you, oh yeah, this is top of the line. This is the best one. And you know he's BSing you.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, they pay you to say that, don't they? No. This is the best of the line. Well, I only have $500. Oh, well, for that, you need to get this one. You know, like what? But Microsoft is going to feel like back. See, this is just going to hurt them more. And I don't want that. See, the thing is, I don't want them to get hurt. I don't want nobody getting hurt. I just want games. That's all I want. I don't care who, quote unquote, is the best. As long as your games keep me entertained, I'm happy. So, you know, the Xbox 360 was a surprise for me, and it threw me off track, yes. But I'm still with Nintendo. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, let's say they start to be like a proper game console where not paying people to do reviews and actually just get on with making games, making the Xbox One appealing to everyone, people who might be hesitant about getting it, people are thinking about getting it, or people might be saying, why can't I go for the Wii U or PS4 or yeah.
Okay, I guess we ought to end it with this. Well, I don't know if we ought to end it, but I'm going to say this. Okay, why did I play my Xbox 360 more than my Wii? Because the Xbox 360 had games that I loved. It also had classic games. Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection, loved it. Of course, I love Crackdown. I love Crackdown. Why? Because I can't get that experience on any other console. Nowhere. There's like one other game that I played that's kind of like Crackdown, but nowhere near Crackdown. It's a 2D game, and I can't think of it right now because I just played it. But Crackdown is my favorite Xbox 360 game because it's the pinnacle of what Xbox is. It's so realistic that it's so awesome. It's so pretty. That's why I love playing my Xbox 360 over my Wii and over my PS3. Yes, PS3 had, what was that game with the guy with the lightning? Infamous.
Yeah,
they had Infamous. Infamous cannot, I mean, because see, I get in arguments with people, used to. I tell people, I don't want to, I'm not going to argue with no more. Crackdown. And I just walk away. But people talk to me, Warren, have you played Infamous? Yes, I played Infamous. If I would have played Infamous before I played Crackdown, then I would like Infamous. But I got a taste of Crackdown first. Prototype, I'm sorry. Those games don't come close to, don't get me wrong, those are good games. Yes, they are. But I cannot play them after playing Crackdown. Because in Crackdown, I can go where I want to, drive whatever vehicle I want to, carry whatever vehicle I want to, punch any person in the face, kick them in the face, carry their body, throw them in the water, do whatever I want to. Blow a building up, blow up tanks, meaning, oil cans, wreck into any car, blow up a car, whatever I want. That's what Crackdown means to me. Now, Xbox One, it doesn't have anything that I want on it. There is no Crackdown, and you better not put Crackdown Crappy 2 on there. That would just make Crackdown 1, awesome game. Pull over my XBLA games. I have a reason to get an Xbox One. I may not buy an Xbox One game, per se, but at least you have me with the system in my house. And that's what you really want to do. Once you get the system in my house, then I'll play. Yes, I'm going to disconnect the Kinect or turn it backwards. I don't want the Kinect. You ruined that for me. I never thought about being spied on. Not that I'm doing anything illegal, but yeah, I'm one of those guys who walk around in his boxers and a t-shirt when I come home from work or on my weekends when I get to stay home for the majority of the day. So those two things, they don't worry me anymore because I'll just turn it around. But that's what they need to do with Xbox One. Make it appealing to me. in that kind of manner. And I'm not the only person who's saying this, because a lot of the gamers are saying, well, if I can play some of my Xbox SBLA games, then I will get one. And they're saying the same thing. But Microsoft doesn't want to listen to that. Why? I don't know. If your programmers are so great and they're top of the line, you would think they would program that into the upcoming online. You know, my friends who have Xbox Ones, yeah, well, I can see you on your Xbox 360, but you can't see me when I'm on my Xbox One. That kind of makes a little no sense, but I understand that. But at the same time, it's like, all the features they boasted on the Xbox One, I don't care for streaming. I already stream. I don't need Xbox One to stream.
Yeah, I mean, okay. this is one problem as well, because the PS4 is able to do a lot of what the Xbox One can do. I mean, I'm sure there's some minor differences about what each can do better or which one has more exclusive features, but that's something that's confusing consumers, is what else can the system do, and why is that one system better than getting the other system systems already on the market?
Well, I think you might want to do a poll, because most people I'm talking to, they don't care about all that stuff that is talked about, the streaming, the voice commanding. They don't care for that stuff. They don't really care for it. Yes, it's there. Like, yeah, you know, at first, when you first get a taste of it, yeah, it's pretty neat. But once you get used to it, like Siri, how often do you use Siri? You only use Siri on certain things. And honestly, I only use Siri now to set up my reminders, since they changed her. She used to be fun, but now she's not fun. But that's on iPad and iOS 7. But the same thing with the PS3. I mean, I have friends who have PS3s, and they love it to death. They're showing me Knack, and I'm sitting there like, have you played Jax and Dexter? And the first thing when they say no, I said, let me show you this. And they're like, that's a PS4? I know, no, it's PS3. And that right there proves a point right there, you know, that most people only know the games, some of these games exist on PS3 or on Xbox. Xbox to me had another, until 2016, before the Xbox One, which would have gave all the developers to have enough time to get all the little bugs they had at launch out of the way. But, you know, we'll see. You know, 2014 is going to be a very interesting year. I guess I'm going to have to say it, and I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to believe it, but now I have to go ahead and say it, but 2014 is going to be one of the saddest years in gaming. So, really, you thought the Virtual Boy was bad. You ain't seen nothing yet. But, in that light, you know, after all the explosions, you know, calm down, things are going to pick back up. But the winner is not going to be who you think it's going to be.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, maybe it's all up in the air. I mean, at the moment, the PS4 is looking like a strong contender because it hasn't had too much controversy with it. I mean, apart from a couple of hardware issues at launch, but that's to be expected.
Yeah, I mean, and
the Xbox One always has two controversies under its belt, like at the beginning with the DRM policies, and also recently with paying people for good reviews, and the Wii U, because of its low sales and not having games that are matching the quality graphics available on the PS4 and Xbox One.
Yeah, that's not even bothering me. They need games. They don't really need games. Honestly, really. Okay, I mean, this was supposed to be about Microsoft, because we're supposed to go into Nintendo. That's why I was holding off on what I'm going to say, but I'm going to hold off. Nintendo is next, and what I was going to say about Nintendo, I'll hold that for our Nintendo thing, but basically, they don't need games. They need to re-overhaul the GUI for the Wii U and the 3DS so they can be integrated, but let's stop until we get to the next topic, because the next topic is Nintendo anyway, so.
Yeah, well, I think pretty much the point is Microsoft needs to change the strategy on trying to bribe people to do good reviews, and needs to try and sell the console, say why we need to pick that console up and why is it better than other consoles on the market. That's basically all they need to do, rather than pay people to say, oh, give us good reviews, and then people go to say, oh, this person from this well-known site said we'll come here because the console must be the greatest console ever.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to have the greatest games ever.
Mm-hmm. And then they buy it, and just like they did with Wii, they buy it, they play it for about 2.5 weeks, if not 4 months, realize there's nothing good on it, then they take it to a pawn shop. Then, guess what? That console, that if it was sold correctly, would have been a lifetime of buying games instead of sitting on a pawn shop shelf. So, because I've seen it happen.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much all to say about Microsoft's sales strategies.
Mm-hmm.
They need to up the game a little bit there. But shall we move on to news on Nintendo before we go on to the normal topics?
Yes, yes, yes. I was waiting for this topic. Nintendo and everyone with the doom gloom. Oh, Nintendo. Oh, the sales are down. They didn't reach their expected sales. Okay, that's their expected sales. They sold how many? It's like everyone's reaching the 2 million and they're cutting off at that. Because didn't they reach 2 million also? I didn't do that research on that yet. So I'm sorry on that. But everyone's talking about how, you know, the Wii U has flopped. Nintendo has admitted that it's flopped. I don't own a Wii U yet because I'm waiting for only one game to be announced, and that is Zelda U. When that is announced and they give me a date, I'm going to reserve my Wii U or go get ready to get one. You know, put the payment down on one and get ready. So when the date comes out and they say, hey, it's coming out, I'm reserving that game also. The day it comes out, that's when I'll get my Wii U and my Zelda U all on the same day. And if I have any extra, I will pick up the Mario 3D World. Those are the only two games I want at this point because that's what Nintendo does. It makes fun. But now with people rumors of this one website starting this big bad rumor about Nintendo starting on their next console, if I don't hear a release date for Zelda U this year, then the Wii U is, in my world, not alive anymore. I don't want to say dead, but not alive, because that's not fair to all the loyalists who bought that day one. Just like me, I bought the 3DS day one. Why? Because they gave me something that I never thought was going to be available while I was alive, meaning downloadable games from their downloadable library, from all the Super Nintendo, old Nintendo, and Game Boy libraries. They gave me one game, Gargoyle's Quest, that shot me up. I didn't care. They gave me exactly what I wanted, and I'm happy. Okay, now it's time to open my mouth again. The Wii U. Before the Wii U came out, I thought they were going to integrate the 3DS into the Wii. Then coming, whatever it was, a few weeks later or a few days later, the E3 came out, and they unveiled the Wii U. And it was doing everything that I thought they were going to do on the Wii with the 3DS, you know. Like everyone thinks, that they think the Wii U is just a tablet add-on to the Wii. Well, I assumed that they were going to take the 3DS and make it an add-on controller to the Wii. That's what I thought they were going to do. You know, and I still would hope they would integrate the 3DS for people like yourself and me. Wait a minute, you already have a Wii U, so therefore I shouldn't even send it. Really, wouldn't it be neat if you could play a game on the Wii U and look at it through your 3DS? You're not using your 3DS as a tablet, but it's a controller. And you're using it almost like the tablet, but not quite, because you have a screen and everything right there. And, you know, you got three screens now. Well, four screens, if you include it. No, it's three screens. You got a TV screen, the Wii Pad screen, and your 3DS screen. Oh, sorry. Actually, you got the 3DS with two screens. So, actually, it is one, two, three, four screens. So, now, you're playing a totally different game that you can't get that experience on any other console. And that's what Nintendo was about. They need to integrate. They need to revamp the user interface for both the Wii U and the 3DS so they work together as a family. So like a Wii U game, that thing will say, hey, Warren, what if my profile says, Warren is here, can he join your console? And you'll say yes or no, or you'll say no. Okay, because I'm playing Garen. No, I don't want Warren joining me because I'm almost at the end of the game. No. Then it's like, okay, I'm finished there. I'm going to save my game. What game you want to play, Warren? Then you'll, I can say, hey, join your console again. And you say yes, and now I can use my 3DS as a controller. And that would be an incentive for 3DS owners to buy a Wii U.
Yeah, I guess I see how it works because I think the PS Vita does a similar thing with the PS3 and also with the PS4 as well. Where you can use it as a sort of second, mm-hmm. as an additional controller or used for certain features and get in certain games. So,
Yeah.
So if Sony can do it, I'm sure Nintendo can do something similar. I mean, imagine on a 3DS, Super Mario 3D Land, maybe. And so on the screen you have Super Mario 3D World on the Wii U, then you can maybe, I don't know, import characters from the 3D World version onto 3D Land, so maybe play as Pinch's Peach.
In Super Mario Land. Yeah, see, exactly, and that's an incentive, because you bought both games. That's like, I like how, oh my gosh, I can't remember the boy's name, the one who made Alien Hominid and Castle Crashers. Andy. Well, what he did with Castle Crashers and Alien Hominid is if you bought Alien Hominid, and I forget how it worked, but basically Alien Hominid became a character inside Castle Crashers. And people are like, oh my gosh, you have Alien Hominid? Like, yeah, I have the game. Like, no, switch back. And I was like, I didn't even notice it until they said it. Like, I'm like, oh. I said, yeah, the only way you can get him is if you have the game. I'm like, oh, okay. You know? But see, but that right there was not even an incentive. That was just something special he put in the game that was, that's how all games should be made, especially a company like Capcom, with all the games that with the Resident Evils and the Mega Mans. I should be able to pull my Resident Evil levels from Resident Evil into my Street Fighter games, because they're not all in 3D, so why not? But no one's thinking like that. Everybody just wants to make money, and they're not thinking making people happy first to give away that money. That's the thing. You make someone happy, they'll freely give away their money. But if you're not making them happy, next. So,
I mean, that's an incentive to buy not only both consoles, but also different games, so games that are cross-compatible. So maybe Mario Kart 7, maybe, and you can lock on it, and if you completed the game on Mario Kart 7, if you get the new Mario Kart 8, which is coming out soon, maybe unlock a special track or something, or free download for the DLC, free DLC maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And that's what they need to start doing, but no. They want to aim so high, and we'll talk about the Nintendo here. Aim so high like Black Ops. Oh, you're never going to reach those numbers, because that Black Ops market, those are people who don't buy many games. They buy one game, and that's it, Black Ops. They might buy one or two other games, but nothing like yourself, myself, nor it's Gaz. And they buy a lot of games. And you see how Gaz, he was slow to upgrade because, well, he didn't see a need to until the Xbox One. You know, yeah, he wants other consoles, but, you know, they didn't make him move. They didn't inspire him. Xbox One did, which was good. But that's, you know, but that fits him because he loves that racing game. He loves it. He's a big racer, you know. He's a little bit bigger than I am. I mean, I love Ridge Racer, and that's about the only racer I really like. Even though I play a lot of other racing games, like Wipeout XL, that's one of my favorite racers also. But Nintendo, yeah, they should have what they should have a lot of cross-platforming. But really, Nintendo needs to make about 15 different commercials, and about 10 of them need to be about virtual console and what games you can buy. And they have non-violent kiddie games on there for parents to play with their kids and for the kids to play with each other and have a good time. That's what Nintendo needs to do with those first 10 commercials. Virtual console. This isn't for me. This isn't for you. This isn't for seasoned gamers. This is for the parents who've never played video games as kids themselves, who know nothing about video games, but they want to get their kid a console that they can trust, which would be the Wii U. That's why they need to push virtual console. Now, on the next 5 commercials, they need to hurry up and get these games out. They should put out a Mario Paint U. That right there will push.
That's a seller right there. I mean,
any
fans of the original Mario Paint would obviously want to pick it up and try it out. You know, so all those drawing apps on tablet.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. and.
But keep in mind, one thing to set Mario Paint. You can animate, and the one thing that really pulled a lot of people in was the Music Maker. That's what people loved. They loved that Music Maker. And I was a fan of it, but I actually like the Fly game. So it's like you're getting all these games in one cartridge. If Nintendo were to push Mario Paint with that with use of the tablet, which I really think they shouldn't do it that way. I really think they should sell that game as a disc with a mouse. Because they have to if they want to, I don't know which one will be more feasible, having it where you can actually work it with the mouse, because that's what Mario Paint U would be for, the tablet. But Mario Paint for the NES, you know, for virtual console, you would need the mouse. So, I guess, I take that. I don't know. I guess if you had a USB mouse and plug it up to your unit, it, would it work? But I'm just gonna avoid all that. That's not for me. That's for Nintendo to figure out for themselves. But yeah, if they brought Mario Paint, hey, new game coming out, Mario Paint U for Wii U, that right there would make people go crazy. All the artists that would see the, and remember, keep in mind, this is Mario Paint U, so therefore, you know, the resolution has now been, like, what, quadruplized. So you're going to be doing some really high scale, like, the Art Academy, I'm not going to put it down. People who have it, they love it. It's not for me. I'm a Mario Paint guy. Give me Mario Paint. Something I sit and play in. If I make art, great. If I don't, I'm still having fun. That's what Mario Paint is about. They did that. That would sell. But really, I'm going to say it like this. I don't know what happened, but I know Capcom bumped heads with Microsoft when Microsoft released that the arcade, you know, the retro arcade thing where we can go play in the arcades. I know there's a head bump right there because you got Capcom who was already making an arcade cabinet for us to download, and then all of a sudden Microsoft said, "Hey, no, we're already doing that. Yours doesn't count. You release it after ours comes out." And I'm just okay. You don't have to, you can quote me on that if you want to, but if you go back and look at the dates, you'll see. Right when, that's when things got kind of, and then there was the Wii U conflicting, the Wii U tablet conflicting with the UDraw tablet that was just previously released. So, you know, you got two conflicting things that look very much the same, but they're not the same. So, you know, but if they did that Mario Paint and released it correctly, this is not UDraw. This is Mario Paint U. I really think that that right there would so many Wii U's.
Yeah, I mean, all the technology available. I mean, I'm sure there's a way around. Maybe if there's art, if you create art on there, you can even print it off with Bluetooth.
I mean, if you can save it, you know, because you can post all your stuff on UVerse. So, I mean, Miiverse. So, therefore, I know you can go download your picture from there and then just print it out if you want to. Or make a desktop for it or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many options. I mean, sure, you can modify the Wii U to do that sort of thing. So, pictures you make or music you create or anything you do on there, you can import to maybe do whatever you want with it. So, I'm sure there's plenty of ways around it. And with the Wii U pad, I mean, you could either use a stylus there, or you could maybe use a special controller that comes with it, maybe like a mouse and a little pad to do it, or maybe something a bit more creative than a mouse, maybe like a little Mario art pen, perhaps. So that's more accurate, and a pad that might be a bit more accurate than the Wii U pad, maybe. Perhaps maybe the Wii remotes or the Wii U gamer pad.
Uh-huh.
So there's one of those things where Nintendo can use like different controllers rather than like stick with one controller for the game.
Right.
Like they did with so many Wii games where you can use only the Wii remote and nunchuck. You can't use like a regular controller to play these games, even though it should. You shouldn't have to move your arms around all the time.
Right.
So that's something that Nintendo needs to do as well, like give options for controls, because some people might not like using the Wii U pad, or they might not like having to draw with a mouse or something. It could really depend. So as long as they give options for people, then a Mario Paint U would definitely work, I think.
Yeah.
And because of all the improvements, I mean, they can maybe include like the original Mario Paint as well as a little extra.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. The original Mario Paint, they have to reprogram it or something, but I really wish they wouldn't. That's what I said. That's the one that should use a mouse, but the Mario Paint U is going to use a tablet. You can just draw directly on the tablet.
Yeah, well, another option might be Virtual Console Mario Paint, so you can download it, or if you buy the Mario Paint new, you can get a code to download it for free.
Oh, that's even better. Wow, yeah, I didn't think about it like that.
It's an easy sell, so if you're unsure about getting Mario Paint for the Virtual Console, and then you see, oh, well, you can get get the missional for free if you buy the new game, then and you're on board, then you can you get two games for your
price of one. Yeah, exactly. That's easy, $59 right there. That's easy. That's easy. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, so that's just pretty simple, really. So, it's not just like the high quality games Nintendo needs to do. I mean, I'm sure that's important for some gamers
who got low
graphical capabilities. But one thing to do really need to do is like show how unique the console is and how great it is to play with it, to play with your friends and family, and just how much fun you can have and how creative you can be with the Wii U. With the games available.
Yep, exactly.
Yep, because they did it with Super Nintendo. They had 3D graphics. They had the ability to play Game Boy games with the Super Game Boy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you obviously had the mouse with Mario Paint.
Mm-hmm.
So they had all these creative things going on, all these different things you can use the Super Nintendo for or play with, and So many different options. It wasn't just like playing all the highest quality games. There's also like different ways of playing, and just opens up more doors and for more people to come and say, "Hey, let's have a look at the Super Nintendo."
Yeah.
So if we could do that with the Wii U, then I'm sure they'll be on something then, and then the sales will start really really picking up.
Yeah, if they do that, that'd be so nice. So, but that's what Nintendo, I think that's what they should do, something in that line of you know, because while we're playing Mario Paint, then they can get in and start making, you know, getting a Zelda out and bringing out a new IP of some sort. I don't know what, but something.
Yeah, or maybe like once long forgotten. I mean, it's hard to think of any ones that spring to mind, but maybe like an old one that didn't do so well, or maybe one that fans have been calling out, maybe HD remake of Earthbound, perhaps, or Earthbound U.
So yeah, somebody mentioned that. I mean, I didn't play Earthbound, so
I mean, it's a possibility, but there's need to look into all sorts of things. I mean, it hasn't been a console version of Star Fox in a while, so I'm sure fans are calling out for a new Star Fox game to play on the Wii U.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah, or Kid Icarus, or Ice Climbers.
Mm-hmm.
Wrecking Crew. I mean, it can even remake it, or make it a brand new game, perhaps. And include the original version as a download.
Yeah, see, those are ideas that I don't know why they're not implementing them, and they should. Those are all great ideas, but it's like they're not even thinking of all that stuff. I mean, I don't know what they're thinking of, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I mean, if Nintendo were ever to buy Rare back, maybe they can...
Oh, that'd be so awesome. Yeah. That'd be so awesome if they did that. They just, I don't know why they sold Rare to Microsoft, and Microsoft did what they did. That was just horrible. Just wasted talent. Just wasted it.
Yeah, because it's thanks to Rare that Nintendo have so much to be thankful for, because they helped develop, I think it was Rare that helped develop the Super FX chip.
I think so.
To allow for 3D gaming, so. And it helped bring back Donkey Kong, so Donkey Kong was a classic in the arcades, and they had Donkey Kong Jr. and Donkey Kong 3. And there wasn't really much popularity with him for a few years. Wasn't really on the NES, was he? Donkey Kong. Well, other than not the arcade port, but he didn't have his own brand new game.
No.
So Rare came along and brought Donkey Kong Country to the scene and had two sequels to it.
Super Killer Nintendo. Instinct, and did Rare do Conkers on N64?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Yeah, see, I didn't play Conker, I wasn't big.
And also did Banjo-Kazooie and Banjo-Tooie.
Simple stuff. Perfect
Dark, GoldenEye.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. All those awesome games. It's just, I don't know. It makes me want to faint when I think about it. Because this company is so awesome. And Microsoft just bought them and just said, "Hey, you guys sit over here in the corner and just be quiet."
Yeah.
And then when Killer Instinct came out, Nope, Rare's not working on it. They got a whole different studio. Instinct. So, it hurt me. It hurt me real bad. It hurt me real bad. When I saw what they did, I just couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I think the last game Rare produced for Nintendo was Star Fox Adventures, which was originally going to be Dinosaur World, but they thought, I think it was Shigeru Miyamoto suggested to Rare to base it on Star Fox Universe and change the game around to fit Star Fox into the game.
Uh-huh.
And so the game, I mean, I think there's a lot of fans of the game, so it's like an underdog game or cult, has a cult following the game, but then that's part of the reason probably why Rare decided to go with Microsoft. That's when they produced a remake for Conker's Bad Fur Day on the original Xbox.
Right.
And years later, the third Banjo game on the 360. Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts, I think.
Yeah, that didn't go over too well, but a lot of people got it, though.
Yeah, so, I mean, if Rare were to go back to Nintendo, I think they'd have a lot of things they could do to help Nintendo out by producing great games. Maybe carrying on the Donkey Kong Country series, because no another studio took over the Donkey Kong Country series after Rare left, because they didn't have the rights to Donkey Kong anymore.
Right.
Yeah,
that was something else.
Yeah, so basically, so Nintendo just needs to get down and produce games that show why we should pick up a Wii U, why is it fun to play on this system rather than play like the highest graphics available on the PC, on the PS4, Xbox One, why should I invest in a Wii U?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm not really stuck on the graphics at all. Long if the graphics look good, yeah, I'm gonna get it. But that's not the reason why I'm gonna get it. It better have some good games. So, I mean, that's how I look at that.
Yeah. So, any other points to mention, more, or shall we leave it there for now? And then maybe if Gaz is back next week, maybe get his thoughts on Microsoft.
Yeah, that's it for me.
Okay, so shall we go on to what we've been playing recently?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll go first. Usual stuff, I've been playing Batman Arkham Origins. I completed that game.
Okay. Oh, how was it?
Yes, really good, yes. So definitely definitely great game, great gameplay mechanics. I mean, last part's found difficult. I died a couple of times on the last boss, which I won't spoil. But yes, it's definitely a great game. Got a variety of characters. There's tons to do, just like there is in Arkham City. It's difficult to say which one out of the series is my favourite. I'd have to play through Arkham Origins again, I think, to get a proper feel, and then play through the other games again, maybe.
Uh-huh.
To get a feel of which is the best in terms of gameplay, story, and all that, but it's difficult to say in minutes, but overall, I really enjoy Arkham Origins, and I've still got tons to do, so I will be going back to that at some point to try and complete it, get all the side quests done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm not far off doing the one with the riddles. If you're familiar with those, the riddles, but it's basically when before Enigma was the Riddler, so it's when he was just known as Enigma.
Right.
Or mm-hmm. Edward Enigma, as he's known in the comics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that be interesting to finish off that off. I've only got a few more of those to collect, and it's just getting a bit challenging now to get the last ones for that, so hopefully I'll be able to get those, or I might have to look online now to get how to get them exactly, because they are pretty difficult to get, because I'm not sure where exactly I'm supposed to get them from or what I'm supposed to do, so I'm a little stuck on some of them, but
uh-huh.
Yes, definitely recommend checking it out if you're a fan of the other two games. Also been playing a bit of Minecraft, so expanding my little fortress in the sky, or my little theme park in the sky, as I like to call it. Yeah, so it's like adding little attractions. So I've got a little farm area, got a little merry-go-round thing, and a little like a tiny mini roller coaster. Just goes round and round.
Right.
But as soon as you set up on your 360 again, Warren, I'll have to invite you on.
Oh yeah, I just have to get a controller. I don't know. I should have been playing, but I just said my controller's all busted. I said I'm not gonna spend any more money on a new controller. That's $40-some. I have over $700 worth of controllers in here. So I like forget that. Well, not $700, about $400, because I have like 7 controllers at $49 a piece. So, and each one has a different issue.
Yeah. Well, so we've been playing this Deadly Rock of Death. It's on the iOS. Let me just double check what it's called. Giant Boulder of Death. It's by Adult Swim, who do the Robot Chicken series.
Oh, okay, yeah, I downloaded that. Where you have to roll through. It's kind of like Katamari.
Yeah, basically, yeah, just stop, destroy everything in your path and avoid obstacles that would kill you. Some just damage you, and if you use a gem, you die, or some like just pitfalls everywhere, and basically go as long as you can, just cause as much destruction as you can to get high score and also collect coins so you can gain more abilities or last longer as you're going down the hill, so you can stay in invincible mode for a bit longer or be able to turn faster to avoid obstacles.
Uh-huh.
So it's a fun little game, actually. So it's a free game, so it's worth checking out for that price. So
right.
As I was going to say, it's free, so you might as well check it out, whether it's good or not.
Yeah, I downloaded it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I mean, I've been watching a bit, but I'll come to that in a minute. And let's think, anything else? Oh, a bit more of Animal Crossing as well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and also downloaded the Street Pass games, because you can buy the bundle on the eShop.
Oh, really?
Or when you get going, because you got 4 different games. So you got a shooter, you got like an RPG ghost mansion, where you get going around unlocking treasures and trying to find your way through through the Haunted Mansion to get to the end. So, and there's also a gardening one, which I don't really care for too much, really, but it was part of the bundle, so.
Uh-huh.
And the other one was like a conquest game, so basically you have a little kingdom and your aim is to take over the world. And with more street people meeting Street Pass, number of people they have in their plazas, get added to the army, so the more people, the Miis you counter, who have lots of people in the plazas, the more armies they bring, so it gives you more chance of winning against an enemy country. Yeah, I mean, it's a shame these games couldn't be free, but they're fun for what they are, so I like the shooter one the most, so. And basically how that works is the Miis you collect, depending on the colour of the Mii, depends on its ability. So I think yellow one is lightning, and I think red one is fireballs.
Okay.
So there's a lot of different attacks, so it's it can be pretty hectic when you're playing the game, but it's quite a bit of fun, so that's probably best game out of the bunch. But the other games are pretty good as well, so. And that's pretty much for me. So what about you, Warren?
Well, of course, you know, I just played on PSN. I finally started and played and finished The Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 1. It was very, very surprising. The bathroom scene made me very angry. Sad, too. The dog scene, I shouldn't have said anything, but it was really neat to get that. And I'm going to fast forward to, past the sneaking in and stuff where you had to do stuff to get yourself healed. But the ending where you had to choose between the rivers, that was very interesting. And the upcoming episode is going to be awesome. I hope we find someone that we know, which, you know, they said it at the end of it. You know, I was like, you can see it on my my playthrough that I link you to. I'm going to hope I can delete it. I want to say this weekend, not weekend, but the weekend's over now. Delete it hopefully by Wednesday or next weekend, because I want to actually go back and play it with my 400 days taking account into that. On top of that, I also was playing a little bit of Soul Calibur HD on PSN, and a friend let me play his JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, which is great. I had it on Dreamcast, let somebody borrow it, and they kept it, never got it back. Awesome little game for fighting. On my iPad, well, I'm skipping over the Ouya because I always forget that the name of this game is Ultianis, something like that. Let me see. Is it Ultianis? Is it Ultianis? I guess how you pronounce it. Ultianis, A Tale of Petty Revenge. It was actually released for... Or coming for Windows and Mac and Linux, but it's on Ouya right now, and some of the animations on the hair and breasts, my friend saw it, says, is that game rated R? I was like, I don't know, because it's very animated, and it's like it's homage to like Metroid and Blaster Master. And, you know, the little 2D games we play back on old Nintendo and Super Nintendo, you know, picking up power-ups and getting jetpacks and stuff. But it's with a girl. And she's very animated, and it's in 2D. I played that, the demo. I didn't get far because I got far, but not far enough for it to say, hey, you need to buy the game because I died when I fell down a hole. But it's really fun, and it's really good. The music is not, like, super great, but it fits. So it's you will enjoy it. I think this is on Android, so you gotta look it up. I'm not sure if it's on iOS just yet, but I'd rather play it on Ouya anyway because it's on a big screen and I liked it the way it was. So that's the game I was playing. Also on iPad, I finally cleared another level on Kingdom Rush because I'm going through and perfecting every level with 3 stars. In this one section I've been playing for about 2.5 months. So I finally beat it, yay, with no extra power-ups or anything. Because you can buy extra... get gold and stuff, you know, when you beat things. And I failed when I actually had the most powerful power-ups. I failed. But this time I was, like, really determined. And I made it, yay. So now I need to make 1 more star on that level and then get the rest of the... I think it's, like, 3 levels left. And each one needs 2 stars, so that's, you know, that's 4 stages, 4, 6 stages. So once I get that, then I'll be finished with that game. I enjoyed it, but I'll probably end up deleting it because there is a Kingdom Rush 2. I did not like it too much, so I'll probably sit that one out, and I'll be going back to, oh my gosh, Brave. Hold on. What's it called? The game? I'm sorry. I haven't played it forever. It's called Battleheart. I'll be going back to that because I'm on the last boss on that one, but my guys aren't powered up enough, so I need to go back and replay some stuff. Outside of that, I'm not playing. I played this one game. I put it inside the group on Facebook. He-Man, Master of the Universe. It's a free game that you play on PC, made by fans, and oh my gosh, they did a great job. If these guys will go and redo Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, oh my gosh, I'll probably pass out because the frame rate, the graphics were all done at a spectacular level, the way games should be done in today's times, not this cheap stuff that they're doing and, you know, doing to make money. But they did it for free as fans of the TV show, cartoon show. And it, to that. And I want to say that is it. But I think I'm missing one game, but whatever. I'll let it go. But that's what I'm playing right now.
Okay, so what have you been watching, Mark?
I actually just watched a movie. Of course, I'm watching what Gaz had recommended. Oh, my gosh. I keep forgetting the show, The Two Brothers, and I've been watching it. I don't have my thing turned on. I always forget it because I was watching some other show and he recommended it, and that show is still stuck in my mind. Granted, I don't watch that show because it's offline. But it's called, what is it called? I'm looking it up right now. Supernatural. When I think of them, I don't think Supernatural. I think that Buffy the Vampire Slayer for some reason when I think of Supernatural. But yeah, I'm watching those two brothers again, and it's really good. I have a lot of seasons left to watch, so I'm happy for that. So I think I'm trying to actually savor it, because once it's over, you know. Supernatural. I watched Inside McDonald's. It's a short 30-minute video, which I thought was going to be a little bit longer, but, you know, it's interesting to watch. Of course, I'm watching Camp Lazlo. That's my bedtime story now. I put that on when I want to go to bed, you know, because I've seen all the episodes. I watched Talented Mr. Ripley, and the last movie I watched, well, actually, yesterday, was the Kings of Summer. And that is a really funny movie. It's rated R, though, and it has a little bit of swearing in it, but it's really funny, and I recommend that to everyone. It's really good. It's about these kids. It's basically how when you're a kid, and I don't know if you've ever been so mad at your parents you want to run away. Well, it's that kind of movie. So, and it's really good and funny. So, and that's... Oh, and I watched Helix. I mean, I don't think you guys have it in the UK just yet. That's on Sci-Fi.
I haven't seen anything about Helix now, so I'm guessing not.
Yeah, so that's coming for you guys later, I guess. It is pretty decent. It's about viruses. I'll leave it at that. And you?
Well, I've only been watching one thing, really, but I've been watching quite a bit of it since last episode. I've watched season 2 of The Walking Dead.
Oh, okay. And?
Yes, really good. I mean, I've been a few complaints by some people saying, "Oh, it's too slow because there's loads of character development and not really doing anything." But I thought overall it was really good. So let us know the characters a bit more, know their strengths and weaknesses, and just like show them in different lights and it's really good. So really happy. Watch that, and definitely leaves a lot answer for season 3, which I started to watch as well.
Uh-huh.
Yep, so without spoiling it for anyone, I'm up to the second disc on the Blu-ray for season 3, so won't go any further than that. So basically, trying to think what else to say about it, but yeah, it's really good. So it has a And season 3 has more, you're not just focusing on the same group of survivors. As in season 2, you're spoken on different groups. So the main group you've been following and then a different group. But again, I won't spoil it. And obviously, it goes between each of the groups. So it'll follow the lead at one point and then it'll follow another character in each of the groups. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been really good and really, really interesting, so I'm looking forward to watch a bit more of it, and as far as I can tell, season 4 is not available on Blu-ray yet, so I can't order that to watch as soon as I finished season 3, so I'll have to keep an eye out for it.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I will say, Herschel Green in the games doesn't look anything like that he does in the TV series.
Wait, you played a real Walking Dead game, not the one by Telltale, but the other one that was not that good?
No, I haven't played that one yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're comparing to that character. Okay, I see. Yeah, I just realized.
Herschel Green in Telltale.
And
Herschel Green in the TV series.
Totally different. They're totally different. Yep. Yeah.
And the farmhouse doesn't look the same. But again, I think it's more the game's more based off the comic book series than it is the TV show.
Of course, it's going to be like that. I mean, yeah. And Herschel is a lot more tougher, kind of.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's definitely going in an interesting direction. I'll be interested to see how it goes from there. So, to see him struggle, I mean, it's a Walking Dead. There's not really much to say about going into the spoilers, but it is a good series, and I probably will be watching a bit after we finish recording. But apart from the odd bit of TV and a few videos that I usually watch, that's pretty much it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that leads us to our highlight of the week.
Well, my highlight was beating, well, finally getting around to playing The Walking Dead. So.
Yeah, well, I'd say my highlight would be that I could finally talk to you about The Walking Dead. I think that's my highlight. Because now you're playing, now I can talk to you about it without having to worry about spoiling it or anything.
Okay, yes, I'm glad.
So now we can compare theories and that and thoughts about decisions you made.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll have to watch the rest of your live stream, just about another half hour of that I need to watch, but...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, from what I can tell, a lot of decisions I made, you made as well, so we got something of a similar ground there, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but other than that, can't really say much. I mean, there's not much really a highlight. I mean, obviously, GY's death wasn't really a highlight, but that's not the main thing that happened this week, but... no real highlights to speak of, so other than you starting playing The Walking Dead and just got to get Gaz to play it now, but obviously you won't play it till the whole game's out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think he has any interest in that, though. Does he?
I'm sure he does, yeah, because he did play through the first season and also played 400 days, I believe, he hasn't mentioned about getting... season 2, or you think he's going to wait for all the episodes to come out and then buy them all at once?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if anyone is wondering, I think The Wolf Among Us episode 2 is supposed to be coming out soon, if anyone wants to check that out. So if anyone wants to fill in the gap for when the second episode of The Walking Dead comes out, then there's something to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm sure The Walking Dead episode 2 will be coming out soon, so we haven't got much longer to wait. I mean, you haven't got long to wait, Warren, but I've had pretty long to wait because I played mid-December, so I've been waiting a while for this second part of the episode to come out. Yeah, so hopefully it'll come out soon anyway.
Right.
Yeah. So is there anything else we should mention before we go, or...?
The last thing, I guess, would be iOS has a controller now, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah, that's something I forgot to mention, actually. I think last week I saw some a student playing a game on on his iPhone, and he had a Wii U Pro Pad controller. He was using that to actually play the games on the iPhone.
Yeah, but that's a jailbreak, I would think.
Possibly, I'm not sure. I think because the iPhones are Bluetooth compatible, right. And I'm guessing the Wii U controllers are the same as well, Bluetooth compatible, which is why I think the Wii remotes can technically work with the Ouya, I think.
Uh-huh.
But that's just like some interesting source. I don't know exactly how it works. I mean, if I see it do it again, I'll have to ask him, but.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so, everyone, thanks as always for being on.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me. I'm glad we finally got a chance to actually get around to it.
No problem. Next week I'm not too sure about podcast recording, actually, think about it, because I'm not sure if I'm doing something, but that's just like a bit of advance notice, but of course I'll let everyone know, or we might have
okay.
to.
Yeah, sounds good.
We'll try and... Maybe perhaps reschedule the podcast recording, maybe, but again, we'll sort it out. But hopefully, next time we're on there, we'll have Gaz with us, so.
Okay, well, I hope so. I hope everything is good in his house. I just hope he gets better.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, Gaz, get better soon. I hope to have you back on, and we'll keep everyone updated on when the next episode will be. But until next time, I hope everyone enjoyed the episode, and again, condolences to Juario's family, and hope he's resting in peace, and hopefully things will look up from there.
Yeah.
But anyway, everyone, thanks very much for listening. Until next time,
A pinky swears forever. Good night.
Hey, have a good one. Right. Right.